Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. So I have started writing. It's not going great so far. I sat down this morning, got a special notebook, got my pen out, and I sat there for a while. And I wrote a few things down. I took some notes, and it was like I didn't even write a paragraph. But I started. I started writing. So we'll see how this thing goes on. But there's a lot of thinking. I'd get an idea and it just kind of wander off in my mind, and a minute later I think I'm supposed to be writing. So this kind of resistance is common when you pick up a new habit. To help encourage you and me towards a new habit, I've been looking into some of the benefits of writing today. Here's three that I think are exceptionally powerful. The first benefit is learning. You increase your learning when you're writing. Now, if you've been to college and you've actually taken notes, I actually took notes in at least a few of my college classes. You might have done this in high school as well. But anytime you've learned something, of course, you can be doing it on internet, watching YouTube videos. Anytime you actually write down some of the ideas you're being exposed to, if you're getting a list, writing down the items on the list, or writing down whatever you think's important out of what's being presented, you have better retention. So if you're in a college situation, if you didn't study that much, you'd probably still do better on the test just by taking notes, even if you never went back and studied the notes. Why is that? Well, of course, when you're hearing something or maybe seeing a diagram being drawn on the board or however else you're learning, it's going in. You're seeing it, maybe you're hearing it, so you're using different parts of your brain to take in this information. When you immediately put the information back out, when you immediately describe what you're hearing, but sometimes you might copy a sentence word for word down on paper, of course that helps. If you try to do it a little more succinctly or a little more clearly, if you in any way might make the idea yours, you're doing even more in the direction of learning. The more you engage yourself, the more you engage your mind, when you actually physically write this down, of course you can type it, but if you actually physically write it down with a pen or pencil, there's even more that's going into that. So this increases learning. The more you work with the idea or the concept, the more you're going to learn, the more deeply you're going to understand it. And writing notes, taking notes as you're learning is a great help in that. Next is critical thinking. Now, if you listen to him, Dr. Jordan Peterson talks a lot about this, critical thinking. He says writing and critical thinking are basically the same skill. Or I guess he says that the best way to teach critical thinking is to teach someone how to write. Why is this? Well, it's one thing when you have ideas inside your mind. Critical thinking could be looked at as the ability to look at those ideas, examine them, and do some of the same things we'd be doing with writing. Seeing where they can be improved, seeing what you can get rid of and make the idea more effective, more lean, seeing what needs to be added in to make it more clear, to make it more complete. All this is much easier when you actually put it on paper. Now you can do, some people like mind mapping. Mind mapping is very valuable too. I'd say doing that in conjunction with writing is amazing. And a lot of people, you're mind mapping, or if you like to doodle or add little bits of art, that's great. It doesn't have to be sophisticated. If you've seen a lot of marketing books have something like simple doodles. If you've seen Alex Hormozy stuff or Russell Brunson stuff, there's like little simple art, stick figures and that sort of thing in there. But it's helpful because it does illustrate a concept. I mean, they're not trying to put world-class art in there. They're just trying to give you a visual way to represent the concept. So if you want to do that while you're writing, that's very useful as well. But to just get the words out there, ultimately, if you can explain something to someone without the visual aid, that requires the greater ability at teaching and therefore the greater understanding of the subject. So if you can put your arguments, put your ideas onto paper in words and come up with the most efficient and effective and succinct way to say them, you're doing something very powerful for your critical thinking skills. But you're also honing the idea. You're also sharpening up this individual idea, getting clear on it. Getting clear if you really even believe it in the first place. Getting clear if the idea just needs to be thrown out or if it just needs to be refined. Getting clear on what needs to be added, what needs to be taken away. All of this is critical thinking. And you can definitely develop that by writing out your ideas and doing your best to edit them, make them more clear. Finally, writing helps with speaking. And that might be the ideal item to work on for all the people watching this. All the other ones are powerful, but just the ability to speak a little bit more clearly is profoundly powerful. When you write, when you're actually writing out the idea, a lot of times we speak in run-on sentences and we're thinking in run-on sentences. Now, that's not necessarily a huge deal, but it does limit the clarity of our speech. The more clear we can be with our speech, particularly the more succinct we can be with our speech, usually the better we are at communicating our message. Practicing writing will help you get clear on this. Now, you can practice writing just copying out what great speakers or great authors have written. But you can also write out your ideas, write out any speech you might be thinking about giving. If you want to tell a joke, you can write out the joke. Getting clear, and that's, of course, what comedy writers do, or even comedians are planning telling jokes on stage. They have to get clear on. Now, part of that process is getting in front of people and seeing if you can actually get a laugh with it. But if you write these things out, you can actually see, okay, I'm stumbling around with this description. Let me come up with a short sentence that just makes this description very short and clear so we can move on to the next thing. So whether it's comedy, whether it's a sales presentation, whatever it is you want to write and communicate or want to speak, if you start writing it out, you can get clear on the parts you're shaky on. A lot of people don't want to do this because it forces you to actually face the place where you're not strong yet. But that's exactly how you get strong. You face where you're not strong. You accept where you're not strong. And you look and you pay attention. And you gradually get stronger. So three ways. Writing. Three benefits, rather, of regular writing: learning, critical thinking skills, and speaking. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me tonight. We'll talk again soon.